it seems to be a growing phenomenon, not just in Ettrick County, but across the state. A number of areas were experiencing the same type of problems with ambulances and the system that they're currently using. My problem is the growing number of ambulances that are being delayed and hooked up there to the emergency department at the Ettrick County University Hospital. Questions that I wanted answered was, how was the ambulance service in the county then dealing with that, and how were they able to carry out the service then to the rest of the county when we had multiple, sometimes up to 6 or 7 ambulances hooked up at the hospital? But again, unfortunately, no one from the ambulance service was there to give us the answers, and that's very disappointing, to say the least.
And indeed, it was said at the meeting that there is some improvement at the hospital, but you disagreed with this.
I don't see whether the improvement in relation to the ambulances being hooked up. I don't see it. I don't hear it. We are hearing this from patients, from ambulance personnel, from staff at the hospital. I had an occasion there with a patient was in the ambulance for 6.5 hours, and our patient 7 hours. These patients are waiting not only even a bed, but there obviously wasn't a trolley available for them. And while they were in the ambulances, they're serious enough ill to have to remain in the ambulance and for the ambulance to stay there. It's care delayed, and that can cause problems for some people. So I just point that out to them. I don't know if they were aware of how bad it is at the hospital.